The Bermuda Bodybuilding Federation regrettably has to make changes to the team initially selected to represent Bermuda at the 39th Annual Central American and Caribbean Championships, which will be held in San Salvador on the 23rd and 24th of September. Due to provisional sanctions imposed by the Bermuda Sport Anti-Doping Authority for anti-doping violations. The IFBB have also confirmed that these athletes are unable to attend or unable to compete due to these sanctions. The affected athletes plan to appeal the sanctions in accordance with the provisions of WASADA policy and the World Anti-Doping Agency Code. The Bermuda Bodybuilding Federation wishes to make clear that the offending substances, although deemed banned substances under the WADA code, were not anabolic steroids, nor are they illicit substances. The sanctions do, however, mean that the offending athletes will be unable to compete until the matter is resolved. One product containing the banned stimulant has been identified as OxyElite Pro, which is marketed as a fat burner. The source of the other banned substance, a diuretic, is yet to be identified. Although athletes are responsible for conducting their own due diligence regarding supplementation, sometimes inconsistencies exist between the supplement labels and the banned substance lists provided by WADA. As the new president of the Bermuda Bodybuilding Federation, I do not condone the use of banned substances. However, in these cases, I do not believe that the athletes knowingly consumed a banned substance and risk jeopardizing not only their eligibility to compete, but more importantly, their reputations. The Bermuda Bodybuilding Federation will support these athletes as they seek a hearing with WASADA as part of the appeal process seeking complete elimination of the period of ineligibility. The Bermuda Bodybuilding Federation recognizes that this sort of violation may further taint the sport as well as possibly deter future athletes from competing, as it appears that supplements that are readily available and consumed by bodybuilders and the public at large will unknowingly produce a positive urine sample under the WADA code. This incident, although unfortunate, highlights the importance of keeping abreast of the prohibited substance list and the ingredients contained in the supplements being used. Persons wishing to compete in all sports at the domestic and international level must be ever mindful of what they are consuming and keep current with the prohibited substance list published by WADA, which is updated annually.
So you say there's a few athletes. How many are a few?
We initially had four competitors traveling, and now we are going to travel with two.
Okay. And at this time, you're not wishing to name the two that are not going to be going?
I'm not going to name the two because basically they have an appeal process, and until the appeal process has been concluded, then that's when I guess you can contact WADA if you're trying to get additional information.
Okay. So who are the two that are going?
We're taking Garwin House Phillips and Sabrina Burgess.
Okay. Mm-hmm.